Schools along Alaska's North Slope are seeking new methods to improve student attendance this school year. Getting kids in their seats every day has long been a struggle for the North Slope Borough School District, but one principal in Wainwright is working especially hard to turn his school's numbers around. Jake Neer from KBRW in Barrow has the story.
Ulick School in Wainwright has one of the poorest attendance records in the North Slope Borough School District in recent history. Last year, numbers dropped to a dismal 80% of students in attendance. In an effort to turn those figures around, Principal Mark Jacobs is looking to his students to find a remedy. He has assembled a Principal's Advisory Committee, or PAC, made up of 12 students. Their task is to hammer out a plan to encourage their classmates to simply show up every day. Jacobson says after only a few short weeks and three total meetings, the PAC is already enacting a number of strategies geared towards solving the problem.
They came up with a couple ideas, one of which we're implementing right now, and as we just finished the first week of the implementation, where they assigned a buddy to the student who had poor attendance or showed up late for school on a regular basis. And so those students then have formed the buddy system where they call or go by that student's house to try to make sure they're up and at school on time.
In addition to the new buddy system, the students on the PAC have come up with a number of incentive programs. A monthly drawing for prizes will take place after every month overall attendance improves, and weekend activities will be added, such as open gyms and free movies. The group is also drafting letters to area corporations in the hope they will receive donations for larger prizes at the end of school semesters. Jacobson says the goal is to hit 90% attendance this school year, and in September, Ulick School saw numbers around 89%. But he says a number of factors usually force attendance to drop after this point in the year.
As you get to other things that occur in the school year, it tends to drop your attendance. You know, we've got AFN coming up next week, and that will take a lot of students out of school. And then we have what's called S-term, where they do the whale hunting in the spring, and that will take a lot of students as well.
Jacobson says he and his colleagues are working with families to schedule school around these types of activities, which they support, but many students are simply missing school for a number of other reasons. Although he wouldn't speculate as to why Wainwright students are especially prone to absence, Jacobson says many students are simply having trouble getting out of bed in the morning. To combat this, staff members are being increasingly proactive in their communication daily with students and their families.
We have a home liaison that calls every parent of any child that's not here in the morning, and she keeps calling till she either gets a hold of them or until she gets an answering machine to let them know they're not in school. We even do home visits to some of the families to find out, you know, what can we do to help. We've worked with a couple families on making sure the child has an alarm clock and knows how to set it, or we call to purposely wake that student up. So we've done a lot of things to try to help.
Throughout the 2010-2011 school year, Principal Mark Jacobson and his Principal's Advisory Committee will analyze monthly attendance data for the school and decide where to go from there. If attendance numbers don't reach the goal of 90% this year, Jacobson says at the very least, the students on the PAC will have gained valuable experience working together to solve problems.
The students will actually be looking at the data, and that's part of that learning process, you know, not only to advise and make recommendations to me as the principal, but also to learn from this and learn how to use data to determine whether we've made a change by stuff we've implemented.
Attendance data representing the time period after the implementation of the new buddy system and other new methods developed by the students at Ulick School will be released near the end of the month. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.